Dr. Bole Chow, the medical director at Bore State Hospital, says the 200 health workers who walked off their job last Thursday agreed to return to work after meeting with the state governor, Dineye Jogchagur, on Saturday.
They resumed their duties on Friday after meeting with the governor. Their work. They have not been paid, but it was a commitment from the governor that he was going to follow it up.
Hundreds of patients seeking care at the hospital were stranded after doctors, nurses, midwives and lab technicians and other workers went on a strike. The healthcare workers had earlier given the state government a 72-hour ultimatum to pay their incentives or they would strike. Dr. Ajangrang says doctors agreed to return to work after meeting with the state governor, who strengthened the deal by promising to expedite the payment of the two-month incentives.
The condition was that we should not wait until 15th of November. The money has to be paid before 15th of November, the 2 months. So that is the condition we gave to the governor. And then the governor told us that he did not have the information, and we asked to talk with the UNICEF team either in Bore or in Juba to find out exactly what is happening.
Okay.
So, but if it will not work out, we shall still call for a meeting and we go for the other resolution that may be favorable to the staff.
Garang says medical workers will lay down their tools again should the authorities not honor the agreement. He says it is hard for health workers to continue to work when they cannot support their families. Garang says workers at Bore State Hospital have gone without salary since August 2020 and have been depending only on the incentives.
The fact that these healthcare personnel, they are always in the hospital, either at night or during the day. They don't have time to go and look for other activities or to get other source of living. So their condition now is not okay. Some of the children have been chased out of the schools. Those whom they have been borrowing food items from them are now inpatient. And this does not allow or it does not give you a conducive environment to do the public duty. During the conversation with the public was like they are being abandoned. It was like they are not being taken care of. But the challenges that these personnel are facing are so severe. Without salaries, without incentives, then that means there's no progress. Also, an hungry stomach cannot treat a patient well. To treat a patient, you must have that energy to treat that patient. But you cannot be starving, then you claim to be treating that patient. So that means already you should be making errors because of hypoglycemia.
UNICEF has been paying incentives to the more than 200 staff at Bore State Hospital through a non-profit Medicos del Mundo, or MDM. After the MDM contract ended recently, Care International took up the task, but the transition has been delayed, resulting in the strike. Incentives for staff at the hospital range from $100 to $200. A doctor receives $600. A clinical officer gets $400, while nurses and midwives receive $300. 3 weeks ago, the medical staff went on strike at Juba Teaching Hospital, South Sudan's only national referral hospital. Many patients were left unattended. The workers demanded unpaid COVID-19 risk incentives, accommodation and food allowances while on duty. The South Sudan Doctors Union says compared with other medical professionals in the region, health workers in South Sudan are vastly underpaid and receive no benefits. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bore.